It's time to learn more about what's happening in our communities with Community Matters on KD Country 94. Community Matters is brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, member FDIC, and by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.
And Dusty Dinos back with you on Waterside Wake Up on KD Country 94. Pleased to be joined now by Eric Burks, the president of NCK Tech. Off the air, we're just talking about how old we are and all the things that ail us, you know?
That's right.
We're here to talk today about a special event coming up at NCK Tech. I know that, and Eric has some other info that he wants to share about the college over there, NCK Tech in Beloit. Tell us about your event. I know it's kind of a unique thing that's coming up there at NCK Tech.
Yeah, and first of all, I have to apologize because I didn't realize Wade wasn't going to be here. I would have bought better donuts. Those are day-old donuts, so I apologize for that. But I would have bought better ones for you, Dusty. But anyway, no, we have a drive-in movie that's coming up here on Saturday this weekend, and the 23rd, and we're just really excited to try to get folks out to campus to enjoy that. You know, first of all, a drive-in movie is something that's kind of a rarity. I know there's I think Kinopolis still has one down there, but there's not a lot of places where you can go to a drive-in anymore. And you know, the weather's getting to be pretty nice, and we're hoping that that will be true on Saturday. I just probably jinxed us, but we think it's a great time to have people on campus. So this really is an event that's multi-purposed. It's for our own employees. It's part of our employee engagement team. It's part of a project they did to try to get our employees to bring their children and, you know, just enjoy outside of the work time. But we'd also like to see people from the community. And we even hope some of our students will participate. It's Cars 3, so I understand that's probably not what they're getting on Netflix in the dorms over there. But at the same time, I think a lot of them probably grew up with the first two Cars, and they probably didn't buy a ticket to go watch Cars 3. So maybe we'll see a few of them meander over and watch it too. But yeah, that's this Saturday. Gates open at 7, and the movie starts around 8 o'clock. So sure hope that we can see a lot of people out there. There is no K-State game this Saturday. So we tried to make sure that we could avoid that so people would come watch Cars 3 instead, right?
I do appreciate when people have events when they kind of look at the schedule and they're like, okay, K-State's at home this weekend. I know that there's an event down here in Glen Elder that they're like, if there's a K-State home game, that day is off the table.
Yeah.
So
we do try to be aware of that for sure. You know, we understand we can't compete with that. So
I wish some people in my family would understand that about when they get married.
Yeah, that's true.
We had that conversation a while back.
Pretty much weddings during the fall during football season should be out because there's going to be football Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So let's get married in the spring and the winter, folks, okay?
who do you say was the brain trust behind the idea of having the...
Oh, man. Well,
probably a lot of people, isn't it?
I'll say the credit should go to. How about that?
Yeah.
But Leah Bergman is she is the chair of our employee engagement team. And we have, I think there are 8 or 9 of us that serve on that committee. And again, the whole focus of that committee is just to try to make NCK Tech a better place to work. And so how can we do things to engage our employees and make it more enjoyable? So she helps with some of our wellness initiatives on that too. And when I say she, again, there are several members, but Leah does a great job heading up that committee. So appreciate her work on this.
I know you've got some interesting things happening there as well at NCK Tech with job placement.
Yeah.
You guys are ranked pretty high on that.
Well, number one, exactly. You know, it's doesn't get any higher than that. I guess somebody could tie us next time. But we were very pleased. You know, I was telling you earlier, you know, that my line at the Board of Regents when I talked to them is that, you know, it's a shame that some of our students can't attend their own graduations because they can't get off work. And for them, knowing the struggles that so many institutions have in getting their students jobs after they get through their degree programs, they understand what I mean by that. And so, you know, I'm not sure they've been believing me on that, but when we came out, and the website is Zipia.com. I wish it had more official name, like, you know, the higher education experts or something like that, you know. But the data that they used is iPEDS data, not iPads, but iPEDS data. It's a data system that all institutions, 4 and 2 year, have to report to, basically to track a lot of statistics with financial aid, but also success of institutions. And we, out of the 900-ish, 850 to 900 two-year institutions. We came out number one in that. And not just last year, but over a 10-year time span.
So, and that's nationally.
That's nationally.
Right.
So right here in Beloit and Hays, Kansas, you have the number one as far as job placement. Our students go out and get jobs. And, you know, that's what they come to us for, is so that we can train them so that that can happen. It speaks to the quality of our employees and the training that they do with our students so that they are employable. It speaks to the network that our employees have developed with business and industry, because generally, if we have people from business and industry upset, it's because we don't have enough graduates that we can supply them. It has nothing to do with the quality of the training or the job that they're doing. So, again, I get to be the mouthpiece, the voice for the college, but really the people that deserve the credit are those instructors, of course, those students that are doing what their instructors are asking them to. And so that's great. And earlier this year, we had a number three in the nation ranking, and that was just an annual ranking. Last year, we were seventh. This year, we were third in graduation rates. So we're graduating at a high rate in the nation, and we're the best in the nation at placing. So, boy, you know, if I'm looking for some place to go, and we're pretty affordable on top of that. So talking about a return on your investment, I believe that we have a very strong return on investment.
Do you have anything else to ask about?
I think you pretty well covered it.
Yeah.
I think you pretty well covered it. Eric, I think, you know, I'm spent some time with you guys, you know, some of your board meetings. You and I have sat down a couple of different times, and I just think you guys do a fantastic job out there. The way that you guys have set the college up from its inception, you know, when they had Bob Severance speak at graduation a couple of years ago. We did a story about that, and I sat down with him, and I sat down with Dean. I'm drawing a blank now.
Dean Isbell?
Dean that helped start the
college. Oh, Dean Haddock, sure,
Dean Haddock, yeah, I sat down with him, and sorry, I couldn't come up
with that. You realize that we have, like, six employees that their title
they
is
call
Dean.
Yeah, I know.
So when you said Dean, I'm like, well, there's six of them, but yeah.
Yeah, but with Dean Haddock, and just from where it came from and how it all got started to how it's developed and grown and the success that you guys have, and not only that, but the way that you involve the college in the community and, you know, some of the connections that you guys have now with local high schools and things like that, and providing some training to them and facilities and some of the exchange and sharing of resources and things like that. It's a really huge benefit to this area, and it's a credit to you and all your staff for the success that you guys have that is apparent when you're being recognized nationally, especially over a long period of time. It's not just a spot here and a spot there. You know, it's a 10-year period we're talking about job placement, or the success you guys have in national competitions, everything else like that. I think I know when I moved back into the area that I didn't understand really how important NCK Tech was to this area. And sometimes I don't think other people do as well, and how fortunate we are to have NCK Tech and the leadership that you guys have out there as part of this area and this community.
Wow. Well, I don't know if I should
thanks
just
for the ringing endorsement.
You know, sometimes you realize you just shut your mouth and say thanks, because I couldn't have said it any better.
I can tell you too. I've got two members of my family that have degrees from NCK Tech. My dad, that's the reason my dad met my mom
there
in Beloit. He was an NCK Tech welding degree that he got, and even back then they were great at placing. He got a job right away down at Heston Welding, and then my sister's got a degree from out at Hays in business computer technology too. So, and she, it was boom. She had a job, you know, and she was out. So it's, and that was in 2000. Well, she 2001 was, she got two degrees.
Yeah. No.
Did one and two, so then she got placed. She's at a different place now, but right away out of college, she did get placed.
And I love hearing stories like that, because, you know, the numbers say one thing, but anecdotes, when you hear people actually validate that and say, oh, yeah, I can tell you that's a fact, because that happened with my family member and myself. And obviously there are a lot of stories out there. And again, you know, the one thing that, you know, anytime when you're number one, whenever we're number three, it's like, hey, we got two more slots to go.
Yeah.
Now we're where we want to be. Now we got to keep working
at
it. I mean, you can't just be happy with that. And there are other areas that we're not number one. So, you know, again, while it's a tribute to all those people, they know there's more challenges coming and more things that we need to do to get better in other areas. But I appreciate the compliments, and really, I can certainly echo what you said, Chad, and the fact that, you know, when I came back to this area in 2005, and I had actually a counselor there in Jewell when I was at the high school, and he said, you've got to go check this place out. Now, again, my dad has a degree from NCK Tech as well, and my uncles, and you know, I had a lot of family connections, and I knew they built a house every year and stuff like that. Really didn't understand the opportunities that existed at the college until I went out. And the guy says, well, you need to come check it out. Because I said, well, I know what they do. They build a house. And he goes, they do a lot more than that. Yeah. You need to come check this out. He said, besides that, just going for the food is worth it, and which is still true. And part of the reason why my waistline looks the way it does. One of the things we were talking about off air before. But anyway, so yeah, when I went, I had no idea of the opportunities that existed there for students. And we are so blessed. And again, it's not because of me. It's because of Dean Haddock, because of Bob Severance, because of all the people that have worked there before and that currently work there, that it is a great asset for the community. I hope the community will view it that way. And if there's ways that we can help grow businesses and be a part of the economy even more than I believe we are, certainly I want to talk with those people that we can help, because I think this is a great place to raise a family, a great place to be, and we want to be an integral part of making that even better.
Eric Burks, president of NCK Tech. Tell people one more time about when they need to be there for the drive-in movie.
Yeah, make sure you get there early. The front row seat's definitely the best, right? Yeah. So, but we'll have spaces for lawn chairs up in the grass if people want to do that, and speakers. Otherwise, they'll be able to tune the radio in, and we'll be transmitting over FM. But anyway, if they show up, gates open at 7. Movie, Cars 3, opens up at 8. We're hoping the weather is great. Again, I might have jinxed that earlier, but we're praying for good weather. And we had about 40 or 50 at the last time we did this for our 50th anniversary. We did a drive-in, so we're hoping to do better than that. So free popcorn, BPA, we talked about national competitions. They're going to be selling some pop and some other concessions there, try to raise funds for their event. They'll also be assisting in the parking to help make sure people get where they need to be. So hope to see you out there on Saturday.
All right, that's Eric Burks, president of NCK Tech. Thanks, Eric, and we'll continue on here with Waterside Wake Up after this.
Thanks a lot.